Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Rangers sorting out the details of their first fatal bear attack in Glacier National Park since the late 90s. They found the body of a missing hiker from Florida on Wednesday afternoon in Yellowstone. Some trails still closed after that grizzly attack Monday, which seriously injured two young hikers. Rangers confirming it was a sow with two cubs that was involved in the encounter near Old Faithful. This story is a case of a road rage incident going so far off the rails it's actually leading to a federal prison sentence. Tracy Taylor reports the details.
A Billings man has been sentenced to 18 months in federal prison after illegally possessing a firearm during a traffic dispute. Federal prosecutors say 41-year-old Matthew Slemmer pulled a gun on another driver during a confrontation in January of 2025. Court documents say police later found a 9mm handgun inside Slemmer's vehicle after he admitted it was there. Prosecutors say Slemmer was prohibited from possessing firearms because of a permanent protection order issued in 2024. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Senator Steve Daines in China on a big trade mission this week. He may be keeping an eye open for overall energy issues as well. He's been discussing the growing demand for power in the U.S. this spring, not just for Montana coal, but other sources of power as well.
What we need is more, they call it baseload power. That's just another phrase for reliable power instead of intermittent sources of power.
Dane says all of the sources could prove valuable given the forecast demand for power, especially from those data centers.
The current forecast in the United States is we're going to need somewhere between 50 and 80% more energy in 25 years than we currently consume today.
We've had a number of stories about the growing interest in micro-nuclear power as well, with projects being discussed in recent months in Wyoming, Idaho, and at the Malmstrom Air Force Base in the past few months. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
All right. So-